This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to this latest edition of Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling in at 855-453. That's 8 F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
Nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent. So, Sandy, you know, Ian had to run on an emergency errand, so it's just nobody today. So, nobody. I think this is the first show we've done together where I'm first chairing. So now you have a very special job, right? Since Ian's not here, you have to constantly criticize and critique my pronunciation of everything, especially th.
I would, but I don't care very much, so I won't.
Oh, we're going to get along just fine. All right, that works out perfectly. All right, well, thank you, everyone, so much for tuning in today. We have,
I won't say it's not a problem, it's just not my problem.
We welcome everyone also. So we have, actually, you know what, this is a good episode for that we've got. Every episode is a good episode, but I actually have...
How do we know? We haven't listened to it yet.
I have slightly more... Well, I got a good episode lined up for you. Every episode is a good episode of Free Talk Live, because we actually have more non-coronavirus news than actual coronavirus news. So I'm always...
Has there been any coronavirus news? Has anybody gotten sick yet?
That's... there is some doubt, right? And there is some doubt. Some callers are have been alleging that... There is no such thing as a coronavirus, and that, until we see the bodies, we're not convinced. I've been described as being a kooky conspiracy theorist, so I'm even myself, I'd say that's a little bit much.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that there is nobody dying from it. I think that they are overblowing, what's going on to the extreme.
Absolutely, yeah. I'd say that there's plenty of evidence that suggests as such. But so we have a great episode lineup tonight, plus your calls. We have there was a big protest in Michigan today, despite the rain. There's a big protesting outside Governor Whitmer's stay-at-home orders protested outside Michigan Capitol as scuffle breaks out. We'll be getting into that. Experts are raising concerns over caution fatigue, talking about which percentage of the American population is for and against the lockdown protests. The answer might surprise you. You wouldn't guess which branch of government Trump is, which agency of government Trump is mobilizing to distribute the future much anticipated upcoming coronavirus vaccine. Just more evidence, that the police are absolutely not obliged to help you under any circumstance unless they feel like it. Surprising.
Even if they feel like it, they're not obliged to. They just feel like it.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. There might be some good. Whenever you're working with a government, good news and bad news, or just in that case, it's just news. But maybe some good news for banking and the cannabis industry and its relationship with banks. That much more, plus your calls at 855-453. That's F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you could join the Discord on-air call-in lines. But first and foremost, what I feel we need to talk about today is, and I only found out about it just last night due to a caller who informed me of it on my evening show, Questioning Authority, about the next chapter in this medical tyranny called contact tracing, right? I don't know if you've heard anything about contact tracing, nobody. I'm ashamed of myself.
Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
Nobody thinks it's a good idea. I mean, I'm ashamed of myself for not seeing this coming. But this is from The Hill, published today. Senator Warren and Levin introduced legislation for federal contact tracing program. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Representative Andy Levin on Thursday introduced legislation that would establish a federal coronavirus contact tracing program, calling for it to be incorporated into the next relief package to pass Congress. The legislation
doesn't sound like a relief.
For the big corporations, right, who are starving. Well, despite them being the
only
ones.
They're not starving. Yeah. They got $3 trillion when they gave us, the people, a third of a billion.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's how it is. They always give the people chicken feed. But that's the thing. If you give a moose a muffin, it's going to want to ask for a glass of milk. And so these, you know, corporations here, $3 trillion just isn't enough, despite all the economic, according to at least our current, you know, fiat voodoo Federal Reserve System, despite like nearly 3 years of record economic growth under Trump, instead of doing what a responsible business would do, you know, having a rainy day fund, taking care of its employees, having, you know, cash reserves, they put most of the money they made into stock buyback programs, and now the stock market is, it's still slightly higher than when Trump got into office the last time I checked the Dow, but it's nowhere near what it was before the coronavirus. And so, see, that's the thing.
And the stock market, contrary to popular belief, it's frequent that the stock market being high does not necessarily indicate good economic conditions. They indicate profitable economic conditions, and that's not the same. For example, it's very profitable when a lot of people are unemployed because you can get employees for cheap. But it's not good from any sort of holistic societal sense if unemployment is high. Quite the opposite.
Very well put. I agree. But I will say about the stock market and some people, like I remember one of the first memes that came out when, I think it was like within the first month of the shutdown, when people were starting to express concern about the economy, the meme was, oh, you're obsessed with your stonks, right? Oh, you know, the stonks, i.e. stocks. You're obsessed with, you know, the corporations, only the
big stocks. I hold Bitcoin.
But, if the stock market does benefit the wealthy far more than it does average people, but a lot of people...
Well, and when you think about it, it's nearly illegal in a lot of cases for normal people to participate in the stock market. You want to buy into a startup company, put $100 in, take a little risk, you can't do it unless you're what they call an accredited investor, which means you're a multimillionaire. And that's one of the important things about all the economic controls, is they have to deny opportunity to anybody who isn't already rich.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But I will say, and that's one of the benefits of Bitcoin that a lot of people who are at least interested in doing like day trading or stock, but doesn't necessarily want to go through all the hoops and bells and whistles. It's that with Bitcoin, you know, there's no bell that rings at the end of the day, right? You could trade Bitcoin 24 hours as long as you have an internet connection. But I will say the stock market, it's like, and a lot of people say, oh, you know, let the stock market crash. You know, I want to see all those billionaires, you know, out on the street naked. Which one? It's not going to happen. Too.
Yeah.
A lot of people's 401ks, a lot of people's retirement funds are tied
into
the stock market.
But the stock market is a reflection of something. The stock market is not a set of random numbers. The stock market is a reflection of the existence of businesses which have capital to expand, to hire people, to pay their expenses, and to produce things for you to consume. And if you liquidate the stock market, then those things are going to stop happening, okay? And people are not going to have jobs, people are not going to have things to consume, and that means people die. So that's the real import. The stock market is a red herring.
Absolutely. I agree. So continuing on, the legislation, co-sponsored in the Senate by a bunch of sisters I never heard of, would require the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to develop a national contact tracing strategy within 21 days in collaboration with states, local, and tribal health officials. It would also require the CDC to include provisions that prevent misusing patient data, anonymize data... Yeah, because, you know, if a government's good at one thing, it's making, you know, it's making sure things are kept secret, especially when it comes to civilians and even its own employees, right? I'm being sarcastic. There's been plenty of times where there's been massive leaks, not even, like, due to hackers or whistleblowers like Edward Snowden, just due to incompetence, right? All these government people's social security numbers get leaked. It's absolutely sick. We're going
They are not good at keeping their unmentionables unmentioned.
And this is just the tip of the iceberg into this medical tyranny. That's coming up, plus your calls at 855-453. F is in freedom, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right. Well, Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE, F-R-E-E, F as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
Nobody. Nobody showed up.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And before we go to the calls, I want to talk to you about local.bitcoin.com. So now Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. And so now we go to the Discord on-air call-in line where Derek, the one and the only Derek J, who needs no introduction, is waiting. Thank you for the call, sir. What's up, brother?
Hey, Vincent. Hey, nobody. Well, I'm having a great day. I hope everyone out there in Radioland is, too. And I had this great thought. You know, the world, I think, is getting more peaceful, and people are learning how to interact with each other on a more voluntary basis. We don't hit each other when we want things. You know, we negotiate and use reason and persuasion to get what we want. And I want to put out a thought experiment to your audience to just consider a new thought. Maybe they've already thought about this before. Maybe they've talked about it with their spouse. But I'm considering having children. I would like to have children. And I think that I can make the world just a little better of a place if I raise my children to negotiate and use their words and never to hit people to get what they want. And I'm going to decide to teach them that by practicing it myself with my relationship with them. I'm not going to hit my kids. And I think, you know, that's a good thing that anyone can do, and it will make the next generation a little bit more peaceful.
So how much money did Stefan Molyneux pay you to call in and say that tonight?
Oh, God, conspiracy theorist.
Well, no, I'm so, just because I learned about, yeah. I know you're talking about peaceful parenting, yeah, and Stefan Molyneux, that's his big thing, and it's you know, it's pretty interesting, too. I agree. I mean, I appreciate that sentiment also because it's something that, gosh, I mean, like, in my experience, I've seen there's two very different types of extremes in regarding to parenting and discipline. And for, you know, one first things first, I think it's like people, you know, parents should actually be the ones who teach for children. That's the first thing, right? Because so many parents depend on the state to not only teach for children how to read. Well, actually, the state.
I think abdicate was the word you were looking for.
Abdicate. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Oh, abdicate towards the state. That's a good way to put it because, you know, in my case,
it's an SAT word right there.
It's a what word?
An SAT word.
An SAT word.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just got out of academia. I don't want to hear the words SAT or any of
sorry.
That.
Sorry.
But no,
well,
no,
you only
sorry,
had to
no,
take
sorry.
It once, dude, and it was like 5 years ago. Get over it.
Well, I took two pre-SATs because that's how neurotic the parents were.
God, I took my first pre-SAT at 13.
13. Oh, okay. All right. I have no...
They're so horrible. They leave such a lasting impact. Just hearing the words, I feel it too. I mean, when I hear about SATs, the stress of the big test. It's like the test you've been building up to through your entire school career, right up until the end of, you know, 12th grade.
See, really I always scary. Tested well from the CATs to the ASVABs. I was like 99th percentile and everything, so tests didn't bother me at all. It was being expected to remember to do schoolwork that bothered me.
ASVABs, you know, that's military,
about
isn't
this,
it?
You know, I had a challenge because yeah. There's a friend of mine, they have a young kid, and I invited them to a restaurant, and he started climbing up the windows of the restaurant, and I was like, whoa, 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 you know, I brought these guys here, and I picked him up, and he was like maybe 4 years old, 5 years old, something about that, and I picked him up, and his dad spoke to me and was like, boys, now don't wrestle, and I was like, what the hell? I mean, come on, you can't climb up a window, but then I realized I am putting my hands on another man. I am picking up somebody and using my powerful strength, being bigger and stronger than them, to get them to do what I want them to do. And that was wrong. You know, I just like, if I'm going to set the example that you don't put your hands on other people and you don't force people to do things, you use your words, then, you know, that was a teaching moment for me.
Okay, so
my jury's out on that because, on one hand, I see exactly what you're saying, and violence is almost never the right answer to any problem. But violence is occasionally exactly the right answer. And, you know, that happens in extraordinary circumstances. And,
well, with a 5-year-old, this probably wasn't the case. And I found it to be surprising. Like, it challenged me. I had to think of a new way to interact with these people.
The question with me is first, is this something done out of love, or is it something done out of anger? You know, if it's concern and there's a swat on the butt that makes the kid remember, but he's not harmed, he's not hurt, he's not upset about it an hour later, then that's one thing to me. Now, if somebody's putting bruises on a child, something like that, well, at that point, I'll make a judgment and happily whack him, which is another special circumstance that sometimes justifies violence.
But
the thing is, we have a visceral reaction to pain, which causes us not to do things again. And sometimes in extraordinary circumstances, like running out into traffic, you want to create that association that if you do this, something painful will happen to you, because that's exactly what you prevented when you snatched him up and kept him out of the road.
Derek, I just want to ask you, so would you consider it to be violence, let's say, versus, you know, a similar situation, and a child is running after a ball and is going into a busy street, would you consider it to be inappropriate?
Oh, that's such a... I hope you don't mind me saying that's such a boring example to come up with.
It's a canonical example, and I think that makes it a good one, because it's a question that's frequently asked, so people have thought about their answer.
Here's my dodge to that, and I hope you don't mind, but you shouldn't be in a position where your child is able to run out into the street. You're already being a bad parent if they've gotten that far. So I shouldn't be in that situation. You know, I should be paying attention to watching my kid.
Yeah, how many situations have you been in your lifetime that you shouldn't have been in? Because I've been in a whole bunch of them I can tell you about.
Yeah. Well, I know it's easier said than done. I'm not a parent yet, and I'm preparing to be one. And these are the questions that I'm thinking of, and I hope your audience might have some thoughts and questions about it as well. So
I think it's a great question to raise, and for the most part, I agree with you.
Oh, well, thank you for the call, Derek. Interesting thing to think about. Because, yeah, peaceful parenting isn't something they teach in school or Mommy and Me, and it should be something more people talk about. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time jobless claims were just under 3 million last week, and President Trump says we need to start reopening the economy.
they ought to start thinking about opening it up. You have a lot of people want their freedom, and they'll get their freedom very soon.
White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett does say, though, under $3 million is a small win.
The fact that we came in, these claims came in below $3 million, I think that that's a key marker. It suggests that the gradual opening up of the economy is beginning to slow the decline.
Mall of America, the biggest shopping mall in the country, is reopening on June 1st. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz announced the retail stores are allowed to open as soon as next week. With over 500 stores and 10 attractions, the mall is home to over 175 small business owners. The Dow was up 377 points to finish at 23,625. USA Radio News. Another dismal report is released on the U.S. economy as the pandemic continues. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
First-time jobless claims just under another 3 million last week. A short time before the federal government released those figures on Thursday morning, President Trump was discussing various ways to reboot the economy in the face of this much adversity. One thing he was advocating for was a payroll tax cut.
It's very easy to administer, and I'd like it for both the small companies, you know, et cetera, and the people, because it's a double. It's a company tag. It's also for the people. The worker.
Trump was speaking on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Delta Airlines is retiring all of their Boeing 777 jets as they try to stay afloat amid travel restrictions. Instead, the airline will use the more fuel-efficient Airbus planes as a way to lower spending with the reduction in customer demand. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves. You can do so by calling in at 855-450-FREE. 453. It's 855-450-3733. And in studio, we are joined by...
Nobody.
And I'm your host, Vincent. And I want to talk to you about... Actually, you know, since speaking of Derek J, since we just got off the phone with him, or the Discord
Derek
call.
Derek,
I want to talk to you about AnyPay. Now, do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase of those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And now that's more important than ever with the economy going down the tank. I mean, we're getting close to see like Great Depression levels of unemployment, and at least, you know, last I checked, very few places are hiring anymore. And so having that passive income is now more important than ever, and especially in non-fiat, because at this point, You know, I mean, at this point, you know, people like to joke how, like, well, Bitcoin could, you know, or Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or any of these cryptocurrencies could crash at any moment. Well, yeah, I mean, like,
so could the dollar.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're unable to make, like, print trillions of Bitcoin. But, you know, you're unable to...
They'll get there with the dollar if they don't call the whole thing off pretty soon.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And then we're like, whoa, the U.S. dollar is dead. Now we have digi-dollars or whatever. Oh, yeah, by the way, all of our crypto are illegal now except the government crypto. I think that's the worst case scenario. Yeah. I don't think we're
Is, they can force it into the underground, but they can't prevent it from existing.
Exactly, yeah. That's without detonating an EMP over the planet like in Escape from L.A. So going to Steve in Arkansas, listening over KFPW. Thank you for the call. What's on your mind?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing great tonight. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, leave it to a southern guy to call in when some dude's talking about not spanking your kid. I'm going to say something I never thought.
I'm sorry, we're having a little bit hard time hearing you. Are you are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
Yeah, if you could please turn off speakerphone.
Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
All right. No, I was just going to say, I'm going to say something that I never thought I'd say, and I agree with nobody. That sometimes violence is the answer, and I'm not saying that it's more common than not. I think it's the opposite, actually, but I do think there's a time for it. I'm going to tell you a quick story about a time when I was 7 years old, and I called my sister, I cannot say on the air, and my dad was working on his 74 Nova at the time, and she ran into the shop and said, Daddy, Stevie called me, you know what, and I lied to my dad and told him I didn't say it, but he knew better, and he grabbed the first thing that was handy, which was the fan belt off the car, and spanked me with it. Now, was that overkill? Maybe a little, but guess what? I didn't say that word anymore.
And that's the thing. I mean, there are certain things, for example, that if you say them to the wrong person, that person will kill you. That's just a reality. I'm not saying they should kill you. I'm saying they will. And it doesn't matter at that point if they should. Yeah. So if you need to get a kid used to that reality that something intensely bad is going to happen if they do that, then you can give them a swat on the butt or whatever. Don't hurt them.
If I may ask, so one argument that people who are against spanking and peaceful parent advocates have is that by your father doing that, he didn't teach you that saying that it's... Like, he taught it's for children, right? At least for younger children who, you know, absorb things like a sponge and, you know, subtext and such. That didn't actually teach you to be a better person. It just taught you that, or it would have taught you that violence is how you solve problems and that you could respond to...
Not necessarily. Tell you is that some people do resort to violence sometimes, and that's a lesson that each of us has to learn, you know.
Right.
Just about every man can remember the first time he said the wrong thing to the wrong person and got an ass whooping.
Go ahead, Steve.
Right. I was going to say that what you said, I believe, is a wild assertion, because you know it did teach me that, you know, it's probably not a good idea for me to say that, not only because my parents don't want me to use that language, but it's just not nice to talk to anyone that way.
Yeah, but if you'd said that to the girlfriend of the wrong punk in high school instead, you might have ended up dead.
That's true. But, you know, I was also punished in other ways growing up that didn't include spankings that were far worse. I would have much rather had a spanking than go to the farm all summer and clear fence row and build fence for the cattle. That sucked.
For free, or would you get like paid for it as like an apprenticeship?
No, I got to eat. No, it was my dad's farm.
That was a punishment. That was just milking free labor out of you.
I brought a D home, and my dad wasn't having it, so he sent me to my grandpa's farm.
Well, you left the house with one, didn't you?
and I never brought another D home the whole time I was in high school, so... You know, it taught me that I need to apply myself and make better grades. And, you know, my dad was, no one in our family ever went to college, and I did. I graduated from college. But, you know, it taught me the value of applying myself. And if you don't want to do work like this for the rest of your life, you're going to get out and make something of yourself. And you know, that's just the way it was. My grandpa was 21 years Navy. I got up at 5 o'clock every morning and worked all day. My grandma fed me very well. And it was a great summer with my grandfather, except for the manual labor. But those were all teaching, whether it was a spanking or whether it was mowing the yard or clearing a fence row or building fence. Yes, I agree. There's other ways to punish your children, but sometimes they need their ass tore up.
And if you don't mind me asking, so if you would have children, would you use spanking yourself?
I have a 17-year-old son and a 16-year-old daughter.
How often do you spank him?
Well, I mean, it's been a while. He's 17 years old now.
Could you still if you wanted to, or could he take you?
Well, no, he's only 5'8 and 140 pounds soaking wet. I'm 6'2, 290.
Oh, yeah. So,
you know, he works at Starbucks, and he wears, you know, houndstooth shirts and stuff. So, no, he couldn't do anything.
And your shirt's out of dog teeth?
Well, you know, the houndstooth, yeah. But
okay.
Anyway, no, he's not a fighter. And I didn't raise him to be one. But, you know, he has been spanked. His sister has been spanked. I bet they haven't been spanked since they were, I don't know, 10 years old. But, you know, they have a lot more stuff now that you can take away from them than we didn't have. I'll just take your cell phone for a while or your laptop or the keys to your car. You're going to have to thumb around to work for a while until, you know, I mean, we didn't have those things.
Hell, apparently the governor can just indefinitely imprison you for nothing. So, it's amazing the power people have over you.
Thank you for the call, Steve. Appreciate getting a different perspective on that. And, a lot, you know, there are a lot of peaceful parenting advocates who you're listening, so I'm sure a lot of them are very happy about this. But it's important to get other people's perspectives from different parts of the country because, you know, different strokes for different folks. And,
I don't think there's any one answer. I think the right answers depend on who you are, and none of these things are for certain. It's not... You know, it's really difficult how to predict how kids are going to turn out, no matter how they're treated.
And my understanding of peaceful parenting is it's something that you can't suddenly just decide to do when a kid is 10 years old and is, you know, has all these like bad habits. Right? You have to start it from the beginning. And we'll get into that coming up. Going to continue talking about the next chapter in medical tyranny, contact tracing, and your calls at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you can do so by calling in at 855-453, F as in freedom, F-R-E-E. That's 855-450-3733, and in studio we are joined by...
Nobody!
And I'm your host, Vincent, and before we continue talking about this, as I said, the next chapter in medical tyranny, this contact tracing, I just want to say, because... there's been a little bit of controversy for, like, just one, and, you know, it's like the biggest controversy comes from the smallest of things, where I gave one anecdote about my personal life, which at the time was tongue-in-cheek, about, I think it was about the way my father chose to discipline me, and he used corporal punishment, and for the longest time I had, not offense at it, but, you know, I disagreed with the way he did it, and, I mean, and so people, for whatever reason, assumed that that meant I was good, but... Alright, so I'm getting ahead of myself, but I don't want to spend too much time talking about this, but because there's so much, much important stuff going on right now. We got to get to the Michigan protest. We got to get to all the tyranny news, right? But I just want to say that I am grateful that my father, my father was gone a lot working, and so the few times that he was around when I was, when I was a little child, he would be, like, in charge of the discipline and such. And at the time, I hated him for it. It was awful. And I mean, he what he did wrong was he would discipline me by spanking, right? Spanking, which, and, his father used a belt, and then his father above him, before him, used a branch, and it just, and so there's been a de-escalation. But
Well, that's to be expected, because...
Well, the police will show up now. Even if you spank...
Well, no, not because of the police, because societies were much more violent
Oh, yeah,
back in the day. You know,
and they came from Ireland.
I mean, if you
too.
Look at how the Spartans raised their kids, very different from anything you're going to see in the world today.
Oh yeah, and if the Romans, if they didn't want the kid, they would just, you know, put them. If a baby was born deformed or wasn't heavy enough, they would leave it out to die.
Yeah, that was their version of abortion.
Yeah. What is it called? Post-birth abortion.
Yeah.
Which is murder, right? Just murdering a baby.
Well, I don't know. Is it always?
Well, I mean, a baby, like...
It may, well, some people are bad enough off that the best thing you can do for them is put them out of their misery.
Well, that's called euthanasia, and there's...
Euthanasia.
Euthanasia. Euthanasia.
Yes, it sounds exactly like that.
That's, I guess, for Y... Someone should start a YMCA call. Anyway.
Just gotta over-enunciate.
But, and so what, well, again, I hate to use the term, like, appreciate, because I think my father went about it wrong, where he would punish me in anger, but I've seen what it's like when someone grows up on, as I said, like, the total opposite end of the spectrum, where someone has, like, and I'm not talking about free-range children, right? I'm talking about where someone has no discipline, where the parents tell the teacher, right, at the school, they say, you're not, you know, we're a psychologist, and you're not allowed to discipline our child, because we know best, even though we're not raising the child, and, you know, X, Y, and Z, and people who grow up without discipline and not knowing any consequences, that's how you have politicians, that's how you have psychopaths grow up, that's how you have just very amoral people grow up. But on the other end, mm-hmm. if people who are disciplined, like, you know, if her parents spank them in anger or, you know, or use even worse than spanking, then they grow up, you know, reacting to all of her problems with violence, and they grow up because, you know, as a child, right, they, you know, you put two and two together, and adults can't I'd say it's impossible to understand how a child might interpret something because it's a whole, bro, they have a whole little own world going on there. That's why when people would take certain psychedelics, it would feel as if they were a child again because it, you know, rewires the brain. And so I don't think there's one way to do it. I mean, I don't think there's one way to, there's not a one size fits all. And I think that, but I do think it is important that people learn about peaceful parenting. But the important thing about peaceful parenting is how you have to do it from the start and you have to be consistent. That's what Molyneux advocates, for, you know, better or worse, or all the other stuff Molyneux does advocate, that, you know, you can't peacefully parent your child, but then, you know, you can't not yell at your child to discipline them, but then yell at the waiter for taking too long or having the wrong change or yelling at the TV. You have to be consistent. And I think a lot of the people who are like, sort of like the hippie types, they're not consistent, right? Because they're, you know, self-righteous. So I mean, I just ask that people keep it open.
Molyneux gone all Cantwell now? Isn't he like a Nazi or something?
No, he a step below that. He's all like pro-Trump. Last I saw, he has like these MAGA grifters on, which is a shame because, I mean, Molyneux still refers to himself as a voluntarist and he still says a lot of good stuff, but it's just some of the people he has on to his show are,
certainly. I'm a voluntarist. I talk with a lot of people who aren't.
Yeah, but it's, anyways, it's, he's not, a, he's obviously not be, listening it's, to defend it's, himself, so I don't want to talk.
I don't find it interesting when
it just,
you know,
all the time.
You have a show where people are in too much violent agreement.
Oh, yeah, no,
because
I know.
Because it's like,
mean,
oh, okay, you've come to terms. You can stop talking about it and go do something else now.
No, I agree. And so I'm going to end on this. I just want to say, and, you know, in my case, I just want to say that, I mean, whether it's spanking or giving a talking to or timeout, which people have their own issues with timeouts, too. They say timeouts are violence. I do believe spare the rod, which could be a metaphorical rod, right? And if you spare the rod, spoil the child, right? Where if you don't discipline your children or teach them the value of discipline, then they're going to end up being even worse than if they were spanked. That's my view.
Yeah. See, I don't say that with certainty. I say that if you're raising children, expect mixed results no matter what you do. And so do your best, do what feels right to you, because you're the one who has the conscience. You're the one who has to live with the choices you make.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing. It has to be you. It can't be the state. I mean, if you really care about your child, it can't be the state, it can't be a nanny, it can't be a daycare or, you know, after-school program. It has to be you, because if you're not the one raising the kid, then you have, you know, you only have yourself to blame if something bad happens to them, and if the way they turn out is something that you don't want, then, you know, you only have yourself to blame, really.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bobby, who's been holding patiently in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
I really like the discussion tonight that you guys are having about corporal punishment. I know you're wanting to wrap it up. But when I was growing up, one time my dad, he beat me with a coaxial cable because I didn't wake him up in time for work. I was playing Halo on Xbox. Mm-hmm. And I always thought for years that, I mean, I would get hit or beat, you know. With today's world, he probably would have went to jail. But, you know, I've had to live through that and think about it. And, you know, that's just one of the examples, but it was stuff like that. And I got, you know, punched one time for not going to school, you know, literally like shot, yeah, you know, in the jaw.
And that's beyond the pale of anything that could be justified.
Yeah,
that's,
but I'd say that's abuse rather than discipline. But yeah. What's your view on it,
Bobby? Well, I see a psychiatrist now. I see a psychologist now. And through therapy, I've learned, you know, it wasn't my fault, because I used to beat myself up and like, you know, it's my fault. I'm a piece of ass and just always look down on myself. But now I got, you know, a lot. I went totally opposite way. Like, I just look at everything in a positive light, and I try to be joyful and happy and nice to other people. And so, like, I went to the extreme polar opposite of him, which I think is good. And through therapy, I've learned that, you know, it wasn't my fault, and to, you know, have to move on, though. You know, you can't just always live in the past, because you just keep beating yourself up. And when you have to move on, you have to move on and get over what has happened in the past. So I think you guys are bringing this up. It's a good topic, and I love you guys. Thanks.
Oh, well, thanks, you. Man. Thank you. And I'm glad to hear that you've done a 180 and you're doing better. That's always wonderful to hear, because, I could empathize also. But it's good. One, I'm glad he called in, because it shows that, you know, your life isn't set in stone, right? You know, early childhood is very important, because a lot of bad things could happen that, like, sets people's thinking. But that doesn't just be, you know, who you are doesn't necessarily mean that's who you're always going to be. There's always a chance to get better, and there's always a chance to change. You just have to take the initiative to do that. So, Bobby, I'm so glad to hear that. And, yeah, I mean, and, you know, my father was gone a lot because he had to work. And at the time, as when I was a child, it was, you know, it was rough and it was hard to understand. But the, you know, on the benefit, on the good side, I understand just how important it is for the early years to spend time with your children and to make sure that, you know, they, you know, that they love you, that you love them. And so, I mean, in that case, I'm lucky too, because I was able to take the trauma from my childhood, which was, you know, primarily from a Catholic church and the U.S. school system, public school system and everything, and turn that positive. And now I have a great relationship with my father. He loves me, and I love him very much. And, you know, he's up there in age, but I'm trying to make all the moments count. So wonderful. It's always good to hear a nice call like that.
Mark Twain said when he was a teenager that his father was the most foolish man he'd ever known, and that he was amazed as he'd got older how much he'd learned.
Oh, so I never heard that. I mean, he is just such a great source of quotes.
Of course, it wasn't the father that learned.
Samuel Clemens, otherwise known as Mark Twain, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 if you want to call in. Coming up, we're going to continue to talk about this medical tyranny and the Michigan militia rally today. This is Free Talk Live.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.